You know, we're moving the football. We're getting stalled out. And we've got to do a better job of that. For whatever reason, we're getting in situations, making first downs. We're making first downs, and we're getting these third down situations, and we're not converting. And so we got to do a better job of converting. And conversely, on the other side, we're allowing drives to continue with the third down conversions. And, I mean, they had to be, you know, that the difference in, you know, with our first unit in there about the first 15 minutes of the game or so. And that's big. That's something we got to be better at. And we haven't hit our stride yet with that, so we got to be better as we go forward. And I thought tonight our other guys didn't play to the standard they need to play to. When we took the other guys out, you know, AJ did some good things in the first drive before halftime and continued to move the ball. But again, we get stalled out on the third down, so we got to do a better job. And defensively, we didn't play very well in the second half with the guys in the field. Had two sudden change situations tonight, and I think they scored touchdowns in both, you know, with the short punt and later the interception. So, which again is good teaching tool for the defense. Obviously, what was the first group tonight, even though we tried to sub guys in early, we wanted to play, get some of our younger guys in there earlier today on defense, and we got that done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great for our two kickers, but, you know, I don't mind if they kick PATs.
Speaking of the kickers, they were perfect, right? And it doesn't seem to be a whole lot of difference.
No, they, you know, again, both of them responded again tonight. You know, I thought with both their kickoffs and obviously their execution of the field goals. Going to keep going.
What's your biggest concern about this team midway through the preseason?
Oh, we haven't played a regular season game yet. I don't know. This is, you know, it's you can't gauge, and I'm not going to tell you what it is anyway. So. Well, we just take the correction. That's all. We just take correction. I think that's the biggest thing. The scheme sometimes doesn't match up because it's not necessarily we're not spending time necessarily on the Kansas City Chiefs that way. So sometimes things aren't quite the way you want. So we just want to make sure what's called in all three phases is executed. And that part, you don't want to have a breakdown mentally or physically that way. That's the biggest thing. I think that's great. I wish we could script it again because I want to get their wind. That's the only way you can get your wind is to stay out there and play like they've had to play. And I think that's good for those guys to have to play through that. And that's one of the things, if I ever had a concern, is if they go in there and stop them too early and they think they should come out, and then we don't have our wind and we're not ready for the regular season. And that's the biggest thing. I can't simulate playing real football, against a team in a long drive. There's no way for us to simulate that. The pushing and shoving and all the things that happen up front and the wear and tear on your legs and the physical part of that. We can't, you know, no way to mimic that.
Conversely, the offense, you know, the first offense hasn't scored a touchdown. Is that a bit?
No, I think, but again, they've been out there. They're out there and they're pushing and shoving, and that's good. And, you know, we're not had a three and out. We keep going. We make first downs. We make plays. We just got to continue to make them. We got to convert those third downs. Keep those drives going. As I said in the early part of the press conference.
Do you have any update on Sean
Williams? I don't.
You mentioned AJ. Can you comment on some of the other receivers?
It was AJ McCarron, but I didn't comment on AJ Green. I said to drive with AJ. I can't do much from the top of my head here, you know.
Is Trey Hopkins done enough to win 30 yards?
again, I, you know, kind of watched the tape to see where we are. You know, I think we got another, you know, we got time still in the process. And, you know, I hope Trey had a good night tonight. You know, I hope things look good for him. So we seem to be able to, you know, throw the football on time, protect the quarterback, and that's what we got to do. I know the one stunt beat us, and it's something to learn from. And but other than that, I thought we had clean pockets, and that's what we got to have.
You've been through several of these preseasons. What specifically do you want to accomplish these next couple of games?
Well, again, what we try to accomplish is just get guys out there playing. And, you know, the biggest thing is we're working on conditioning with the guys. We're working on guys who are vying for spots. That's what the preseason is all about, and the opportunity to do that. And, you know, that's the best part of it for us as coaches. We want the execution to be 100%. That's what we're striving for all the time, no matter who's out there. And so that's the standard they've got to be held to. And, you know, when you're a young guy and you're getting put in there, you never know when your number is going to get called. So you'll be ready to go. And that's how they're trying to win jobs and staying on the football team.